Morning, Jill.
Morning.
You came to the workshop and shared some really interesting observations about the approaches that the learning disability wears have taken over the last few years in terms of the changes to your board. Tell me more about that.
Well, a couple of years ago we reviewed our MNARTs, and I would encourage any organisation to look at their memorandum and articles and see whether it's still fit for purpose. And so for us, our board was quite a structured board, and for a few years we'd had some seats that we couldn't fill. We also had people who were interested in joining the board who we couldn't bring on to the board because of the way it was structured. And so we made some subtle changes, which meant that our open seat category allowed us to recruit trustees who didn't represent our membership. And this is a way of bringing, new skills and expertise onto the board to help create a more diverse board. But alongside that, we then had to look at the way we recruited our trustees. One way that we look at recruiting is to use our database and the big resource that we have of people who are interested in learning disability issues. The other is our membership, and the majority of our board reflect our full membership because we are a membership-led organisation, and are structured in such a way that each of the members represent the world of learning disabilities. So we have seats for advocacy groups, for adult providers. It's made up of how the learning disability world works. We also then have five open seats that we contact the rest of our database and our membership. Outside of that, we've used other networks, so a lot of the county voluntary councils, so they can use their networks to let people know that we're looking for trustees. We've used Recruit3, which is WCVA and the Big Issues website. And for charities, if you're looking for trustees, it's a free service. So that's been a very useful tool to reach people who may have an interest, maybe looking for a route to join a charity. This year, for the first time, we used Able Radio, which is a disability radio station. And they put some footage onto the radio for us. And that ran for, I think, about 2 or 3 weeks prior to our recruitment this year.
Just want to ask one further question, if I may, Jo. What has been the impact or the result of this sort of strategic decision?
Well, what we have now is we have this year managed to fill the majority of our structured seats, so that's been a real bonus. We also have increased the number of people with learning disabilities on our board. That's something that we've been striving to do for a number of years, really because it's about who we are, it's the ethos of the organisation, it's about including and valuing people with a learning disability. That has led us to work slightly differently at board level, but we're working towards, full participation.